بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم اما بعد beliefs regarding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam belief number 1 Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the noblest and highest in rank among the entire creation of Allah ta'ala he was granted the knowledge of the people of the past and the future he is the most knowledgeable of Allah ta'ala's creation belief number 2 Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final Nabi and Rasul. After him, no new messenger will appear. If a person lays claim to be a Nabi, one should never dare ask him for proof. If one does so, he will lose his iman, as this is a clear indication that he still has some doubt in the matter. Belief number 3, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger to all men and jinn till the day of Qiyamah. His message is general and for the entire universe. After his coming, all other divinely revealed religions and missions of the past Anbiya alayhim as-salam are abrogated and cancelled. It is obligatory to act in accordance with the Shariat of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salvation in the year after is based on accepting the messengership of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Belief number 4, Allah ta'ala took Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in a bodily state whilst awake from Makkah Mukarramah to Baytul Muqaddas. From there to the seven heavens and from the seven heavens to wherever else Allah Ta'ala had desired. The after Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam was taken back to Makkah Mukarramah. This journey is known as Mi'raj. Hayatul Anbiya. Belief number 1. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as well as other Anbiya Alayhi Salatu Wasalam are alive in the graves. Their life is in the barzakh, bodily and experienced. Hissi. Their physical bodies have been protected from decomposition. This belief is known as Hayatul Anbiya. Whenever someone stands at their graves and sends salams to them, they hear and reply. In their graves, they are engaged in different forms of worship and tasks. These acts of worship are for enjoyment and not as a duty. Belief number 2, it is the view of some of the ulama of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat that the portion of land touching the blessed body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more virtuous than every other place, including the Kaaba, the Arsh, the Kursi, etc. To visit the grave of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not only mustahab, but among the greatest forms of worship and a means of attaining great rewards. When intending to journey to Madinah Munawwara, one should intend visiting Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as there is more respect for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this. In Madinah Munawwara, when one is visiting Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he should face the blessed grave and greet him with the words of salam. He may also ask, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the wasila of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You can't make dua to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is not permissible. You can't make dua to any human being. But Allah ta'ala through the barakah, the blessings of the area I'm staying in, Allah accept my dua. So by means of this. Or because the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam are alive, it is permissible to ask Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam to intercede on one's behalf. You say, O Nabi of Allah, intercede on my behalf to Allah Ta'ala. But you can't ask Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. This is mustahab, this is preferred. Allah Ta'ala give us true understanding. Last night in the Taraweeh Salah, the ninth juz was recited. In the ninth juz, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala begins mentioning about Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam. Great Anbiya alayhi salam. Six Anbiya alayhi wasalam are mentioned here, so five was already mentioned in the para before this. The last one was Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, when he goes to his people, and one of the two evil qualities they had, one is they never have iman, they made partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person does this, then there will be some other things wrong in his life also, whether his sexual desires, like the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, they did not fulfill it in haram ways, or like Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam's people, when their business dealings, they were completely misguided, and they were cheating and deceiving people. And the object of life was this dunya, and they felt that how can a Nabi come and tell us that now our business transaction must be correct, and is this also part of deen? So anyhow, the people because of pride and arrogance, and the leaders, they got upset and they said, oh Shu'aib, we will take you out, and the people who have accepted iman with you from our cities, unless you come back to our deen, our way. And he said, even though we don't like it, I can't do this here. So anyhow, these people were not prepared to accept. And eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the leaders told the people, if you follow Shu'aib alayhi salam, you will be in complete loss. But finally they were in complete loss and they were destroyed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that the past Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, we have sent Nabis, came to nations only for the benefit of the people, so that the people turn their attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They went through difficult conditions and then they went through good conditions. When these conditions came to them, if the difficult conditions came, they were supposed to have accepted and understood it's a punishment. But they said, no, Masa Aba and Ad-Darrah wa Sarrah. Our fathers also went through good conditions and difficult conditions, so it got nothing to do with our amal and our actions. These are just the things happening in life, and not taking lessons from these things. Then eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we caught hold of them suddenly. They didn't even know. If only the people of the villages accepted iman and had taqwa, لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَرِفْ open up upon them blessings from the heavens and the earth. But unfortunately, they were not prepared to accept. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the people are unafraid that our punishment can come to them at night while they are sleeping. Or are they unafraid that our punishment can come to them in the daytime while they are involved in their play and their pastimes? أَفَأَمِنُوا مَكْرَ اللَّهِ Are they unafraid of the planning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Only those people are unafraid who are in complete loss. That means a believer must live with fear. A bit of al-imanu bayn al-rajai wal-khawf. Iman is between fear and hope. We do not know if Allah Ta'ala is, because of our weaknesses, can send punishment down. So a person always has got the fear. Look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. When the temperature, when the wind would start blowing a bit heavy, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would immediately go to the masjid and turn his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's so much of fear. If the clouds used to come, Nabi alayhi salam used to get worried. People ask, oh Nabi of Allah, what are you worried about? He said, no, when the clouds came, they thought rain is coming down, Allah's punishment came down. Then only when the rain would come down, the Nabi alayhi salam, his whole face would change, and he would get happy that, no, these clouds are not punishment. But the Nabi of Allah was so great, but he had the fear that punishment is going to come down. Even though he was promised that punishment won't come as long as you are living amongst the people. But this is a sign of great iman in a person that, when whatever is happening, a person sees because of my evil and my weakness, it mustn't happen, Allah's punishment comes down. So Allah make us among those people, so that we don't be unafraid of the planning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in great detail the incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, for over half para, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah ta'ala didn't mention about his birth and all of that. Allah mentions immediately the incident, because this section is about the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and giving da'wah to their people. So the first level, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went to Fir'aun and his people, and he called them towards deen, and these people, they said, I've brought clear proofs to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My object is you must accept iman, and number two, I want to save the Bani Israel from the harm which is coming, you are causing them harm. So they said, okay, if you got a miracle, bring it. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam showed the miracles. When Fir'aun saw this, he got frightened. So quickly they started saying, they had to make propaganda now, clear signs are in front of you. But now you got the power of the media. So now he's making all his propaganda, and he said, no, this is a magician, and he wants to take you out of your land. Musa alayhi salam never told him that. He said, I want to take my people out. I want to save them. You people can stay in your land. But Fir'aun now changes the story, and he puts it in front of the people. So they said, no, let us gather all the people together, and we'll show him our magic is much stronger. All of the people come, and they on a certain day, and Allah Ta'ala made haq, the truth prevail, and all the falsehood, it was completely destroyed. And even the magicians themselves, when they saw the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they realized this is not magic and this is the truth. So they themselves went into sajda and they accepted the da'wat of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now Fir'aun was in a predicament. So quickly he changed his story now. Another kind of propaganda he'd make. He said, no, actually what happened was that these people out before this, they made a planning together. And that is why Musa alayhi salam is part of these people. Even though Fir'aun had called his people from the whole country. But now when they had accepted iman, so now and then he started using tactics of torture. I will torture you people. I will cut your hands from the right, opposite sides, your hands and your legs. And then I will crucify you people. But subhanAllah, these people, in a short while, in the sohbat of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah gave them such iman. They said, inna ila rabbina munqalibun. We are going to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day. You can do whatever torture you want to us, but we're going to remain steadfast. And they made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabbana afrigh alayna sabran. Oh Allah, pour upon us the quality of sabr and patience. But tawaffana muslimin. Let us passed away in the quality of Islam. Now they had accepted, short while they accepted Islam, but what change Allah Ta'ala had given to them. Now the Fir'aun and his ministers are making all plans, and the leaders are discussing with him, how can we leave Musa al-Islam and his people to cause trouble in the earth? We need to destroy them. We need to punish them. We will kill their children. We will keep alive their women folk and take them as slaves. Musa al-Islam said to his people, oh my people, seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have have the quality of sabr, because the earth belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will grant it to whomsoever He wants to. And the final result is for the people of taqwa and piety. Yeah, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is tested because his people did not see Allah's help coming immediately. So now they started putting the blame on Musa alayhi salam. Maybe before we used to have problems, now you also, we're having problems, much more problems now when you have come. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam encouraged them, no, Allah will soon destroy your enemies. Allah will put you as a khalifa on the earth, and Allah will see how you will do thereafter. Fir'aun and his people, clear signs of Allah came to them. One punishment came to them. Then they went to Musa alayhi salam, please Allah, ask Allah to remove this, we'll accept Iman. Then when the difficulty went away, again these people go back to there. So they were so stubborn and not prepared to accept. Clear signs of Allah Ta'ala had come to them. Eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these people were not prepared to accept. So Allah Ta'ala eventually destroyed Fir'aun and his people, and the Bani Israel were saved. But now, ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, normally the past, the other Anbiya alayhim salam, only Allah mentions the Ummat al-Da'wat. They were given Da'wat and they never accepted, so eventually they were destroyed. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Ummat al-Ijabah, those who accepted the call of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now they're continuing, the incident continues. That they unfortunately, after Allah showed them the clear signs, they were supposed to have accepted, and they're supposed to have become righteous, and they saw clear signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And subhanAllah, when a person studies the Bani Israel, and he studies the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the Sahaba took lesson from the Bani Israel, and how obedient they were to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And whenever Nabi alayhi salam called them, Sami'ana wa atu'ana wiyya, and we obey, and they were prepared to accept. And this is the quality Allah wants within us. So don't be like the Bani Israel, but be like the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Study their lives and become like them. And not like the Bani Israel. There were some very good people amongst the Bani Israel, but there were unfortunately many people also who went astray, and they caused a lot of harm to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Anyhow, Musa alayhi salam goes with his people now, and Allah Ta'ala promised him that you come for 30 days, and Allah increased it by 10 days, 40 days. From here, the ulama take out the 40 days when a person secludes himself for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a lot of barakat and blessings. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam left his brother and he went to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said, Rabbi arini anzur ilayk. Wa kallamahu rabbuh. His Rabb spoke to him. And Allah ta'ala spoke to him, then Musa alayhi salam, the nukta the ulama have taken out from here is that when you speak to somebody, then you get the desire to see that person. So Musa alayhi salam, because he was kalimullah, he spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world. And he had the desire to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why they say a person shouldn't speak to a ghair mahram woman unnecessarily. If there's a necessity also it should be done with a measured tone, and also as according to necessity, and not laughing and flirting. Because even if a woman is in parda and you keep speaking to her, then the desire comes in a person, I want to see this person, and this leads to a lot of fitnas and a lot of evils. But anyhow, Allah Ta'ala said, oh Musa alayhi salam, it's not possible for you to see me. And subhanAllah, look at Musa alayhi salam, he asked to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah answered and said, you can't see me. But the Bani Israel also asked to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But their asking to see Allah ta'ala was out of stubbornness. And Musa alayhi salam's desire to see Allah ta'ala was out of love and muhabbat. So there's the difference of intention. It's such a great thing. What jazbah and feeling Musa alayhi salam had to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He couldn't see Allah ta'ala, but Allah ta'ala explained to him in a nice way. Whereas the Bani Israel, when they asked Allah ta'ala, arin Allah jahratan, they said it with bare adabi and disrespect. The same thing was asked, but it is just the way of asking. And the jazbah, the feeling within a person. So when a person has got sincerity, he got ikhlas, and he does something and he asks something, it has a different effect compared to a person who is saying it out of stubbornness, out of arrogance. Anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, is that possible in this world? Because our eyes are too weak in this world to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyhow, thereafter, Allah ta'ala mentions that we had given the Bani Israel what great bounties, but these people unfortunately started worshipping a calf. From the highest levels of Iman, seeing Allah's kudrat and signs, they went into shirk. And they started making partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Musa alayhi salam comes back. He's very angry and upset. And some of the people are punished. Then these people, they tell Musa alayhi salam, we don't believe you. Maybe you're speaking lies. The kitab came from Allah ta'ala. We want to go. Allah must speak to us and tell us. When they go there, they show disrespect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again. Then maybe this is not true. We want to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah ta'ala send the punishment upon these people. So anyhow, thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that if you follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will show my mercy upon you people, O Bani Israel. But who are you? My mercy will come upon those who got taqwa, who give zakat, believe in the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who they find in their own kitabs. It's written in the Torah and the Injil. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has come. What great favors. He commands people towards righteousness. He prevents them from evil. Whatever is tayyib and pure and good, he makes it halal for them. Whatever is khabith and filth and dirt, he makes it haram. and all the difficult laws which came on the Bani Israel, which was upon the people, Allah removed it from them. So those who believe in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who help and assist him, who honor Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and they follow the Nur, the Quran which has come with him, they will be the successful people. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's nabuwat was confined to certain people, but Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's nabuwat is for all people. Inni Rasulullah ilaykum jami'a. All people till the day of Qiyamah. So therefore a person must believe in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions now the Bani Israel, one kind of kufr they had was, one is like the kufr of Fir'aun, he never accepted. Another kind of kufr and disbelief is nashukri, ingratitude. After seeing the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they saw all the great, great signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they saw so much of ingratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not make shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gave them a food of jannat. They were not happy about this. They were ungrateful for that. Allah ta'ala gave them a certain command, go to a certain place. But these people entered with great disrespect. Because when a person has got pride and ingratitude and disrespect comes to a person. So these people were punished because of this. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that there was a group of people living in a certain place and they were not allowed on the day, on the Sabbath, on the Saturday, to break the command of Allah to work on that day. But unfortunately these people, they did so, and there became three groups amongst them. The one group was stopping the people from doing the wrong things, and the one group kept quiet, and the one group, they were doing the evil. So the group which had done the evil, they were completely destroyed. And the group which had stopped them from the evil, Allah ta'ala save those people. And Allah Ta'ala also saved those people who did not stop them. But Allah Ta'ala was upset with them. That is why Allah Ta'ala doesn't even mention them in the Quran Sharif. Like they're not worthy of being mentioned because they didn't stop these people. They even told the people who were stopping others, why are you telling them? Allah is not punish these people. They said, no. Ma'aziratan ila rabbikum. At least you will have an excuse in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And perhaps the people will have taqwa and piety. It's our duty and responsibility to tell the people and to bring them to the right path. So this nahi anil munkar, preventing people from evils, whatever evils are happening in the world, as I mentioned the other day, example, a person got a TV in his house, you go to the house, we don't even feel bad in our hearts, the dressing is not right in the house, so much of guna is taking place, this feeling doesn't even come in a person's heart, that this is wrong taking place here, the laws of parda are being destroyed, people are not fulfilling them, open gunas, people are drinking, people are not openly breaking their rozas, they're not fasting, and we don't even, doesn't even tickle us, doesn't have an effect upon us. This is a very low level of iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that a person might think that maybe these people, the Bani Israel, they never have knowledge, and that is why they did all of these things. Allah said, no, even some of them had knowledge. Example, there was an alim by the name of Balam Ba'ura, and he had so much of knowledge. Allah had given him his clear signs. The great name of Allah ta'ala was given to him. But still, he فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا. He came out like how a snake comes out of its skin. He came out from that ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And shaitan went behind him and he was misguided. Allah said if he wanted to, with that knowledge which we had granted him, we would have given him high levels. Because knowledge itself is not sufficient as long as a person doesn't practice upon that knowledge. But وَلَكِنَّهُ أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. He was inclined towards the earth, the small things of this world, the money and the wealth and the things of this world. And وَتَّبَعَ هَوَى. And he followed his desires. So when a person follows his desires, so knowledge can be there. But a person mustn't follow his desires. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said he became like a dog. A dog is all the time is panting. A person who has love of this world, he follows his desires, he's all the time panting, running after the things of this world, whether it's of no benefit, whether it's of benefit to him, but he's just after the things of this world. And he was completely destroyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect and save us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there are many people who have got hearts, but the object of the heart is to understand, they don't understand. They got eyes, but their eyes were supposed to have been seeing with the eyes, they're not looking with it. They've got ears, they're supposed to have listened to the wahi and revelation, but they're not listening to it. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْهُمْ أَبَلُ. They're actually like animals, in fact, worse than animals also. The animals, why Allah created them, they are fulfilling their duty and responsibility. But you are human beings, Allah has given them such abilities and capabilities, they are not prepared to utilize these abilities and capabilities. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He created you, and what favors He has given to you, He made partners from you, so you can have rest and comfort with her. But now when Allah gives you a child, and you are making shirk and taking partners, what bounties Allah is giving you, and you are making partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore a person must utilize all of these bounties which Allah has given in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for this year a person needs to follow Quran Sharif. And the Quran Sharif, when it's the adab and etiquette is, when it is being recited, فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْسِتُوا. Listen very carefully and attentively to the Quran Sharif, and keep quiet at that time. لعلكم ترحمون. Perhaps the mercy of Allah Ta'ala will come upon you. If you will show adab and respect to the Quran Sharif, then a person will get hidayat. And on the other hand, if a person shows disrespect to the Quran Sharif, and he doesn't show any the amount of the etiquette what is required, then this can lead a person to misguidance. So therefore it's very important for a person to have the utmost respect for the Quran Kareem, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the next surah is Surah Anfal. In the surah before this, Allah Ta'ala mentioned about the past Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and how they gave da'wah. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions another kind of punishment which Allah Ta'ala sends upon people, and that is the past nations, punishment would come from the heavens and destroy them. In this ummah, Allah Ta'ala has not made it such, it will be general punishment. So Allah Ta'ala has made jihad. He has established jihad. So jihad is a means of punishment for the disbelievers when they have reached a certain level of disbelief and they go completely against the Anbiya alayhi salam and the teachings of the Anbiya alayhi salam, Allah has made jihad. But the benefit of jihad is that when the Muslims will overcome the non-Muslims, they will take many of them as slaves. And then by means of that, they will get hidayat and they will come into the fall of Islam. Then some of them who are the hardcore people will be killed. And amongst the Muslims also, Allah has given the benefit that they will become shuhada amongst them. They will get martyrs. And the martyrdom is a great gift in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Went to Afghanistan, so we had given some person some money. We gave this mujahideen who were fought in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hundreds of them. So they called all of them and they were giving them a little bit of money. So the brother was so happy, so excited. He said, may Allah give you all shahadat. May Allah make you all martyrs. So Allah give you shahadat. So now everybody is hearing what the dua is making. So I said, no, this is the greatest gift you can get. That a person will get shahadat. And he never said he must die, he must die now. He said, Allah give you shahadat, inshallah, one time in our life. Because we have to die. So what a thing that you make dua that Allah must give me shahadat. And this was the dua of Umar radiallahu anhu. So this is something which they got great value for. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here mentions about the believers and what qualities they must have. So the help of Allah will come upon them and then they will be able to defeat the enemies, no matter how powerful the enemies are. But when they've got these sifat and qualities, small jamaats of people will be able to defeat huge, huge armies. So Allah says the people of Iman are those people, five qualities they have got. إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. When Allah is mentioned, their hearts start trembling. May Allah give me all of us tawfiq. How many of us, when Allah's name is taken, our heart ever trembles? Or when a person wants to commit a guna and a sin, and somebody says, fear Allah, and his heart starts trembling, and I can't break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first sign Allah says, when Allah is mentioned, the heart starts trembling. When the ayat of the Quran are recited to them, the iman actually increases. And they've got full tawakkul and trust only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yuqimuna salata, they are performing their salat, perfecting their salat. And whatever Allah has given them, they are spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, yeah, the believers, in reality they are believers. Allah has given high ranks for them in the year after. Allah has given forgiveness for them. And Allah will give them sustenance. And they have got qualities. Istastaghithuna rabbakum. When they call out and they begged from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah's help and assistance came to them in the battle of Badr. Allah sent the angels to help and assist them. And Allah said, we could have sent one angel also. But Allah sent it to make the hearts of the people happy. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions how he helped and assisted the people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you people must remain steadfast, follow Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and don't turn away while you are listening. Allah has given you this wahi and revelation. Don't be like the people who said, we heard, but they never heard. What that means, they heard, but they never obeyed it. So they actually heard, but they never heard. The worst animals in the court of Allah are those who are deaf and dumb, and they don't have any brains, they don't have any intelligence, they don't use their mind to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said, obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they are calling you to that thing which will give you life, Quran and the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and deen will give a person life, everlasting life. And know that Allah becomes a barrier between man and in his heart. If a man delays, sometimes Allah becomes a barrier between that person. He says, I'll do it later, I'll change my life later on, I'll become right later on. No, Allah can become a barrier, a person will be deprived. When Allah gives a person tawfiq, the thought comes in his heart, immediately he must turn his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah says, fear the fitna, which will not only afflict the zalims and the oppressors amongst you, it will afflict everyone. Some ulama say this means leaving out of jihad. When a person leave out jihad, then punishments come upon the people, difficulties and hardships come on the ummah, and we see what happened in the countries since the Islamic Khilafat fell, what and what zulam has been done amongst the Muslim people. Other ulama say it means when people stop making amr bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar, then Allah's punishment comes down, and then it doesn't only afflict the pious, the evildoers, even the pious people are afflicted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eventually at the end of the surah, he mentions now that the animal, if you got taqwa and piety, Allah will grant you many, many great gifts. On the other hand, the kuffar and enemies, they will try to make many plans against you people, against Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also. But their planning will come to nothing at all. All of the wealth which they are spending for the kufr and disbelief, to stop the people from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they'll spend it. And all of that money will become completely wasted. Eventually they'll become overpowered. And they'll be wondering, so much of millions we spent, because of no benefit. Why has Allah got this? Allah wants to differentiate between the pure and the filth and the dirt. Who is a hypocrite? Who is a person of iman? Who is a person of iman? Who is a person of kufr? And here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah will not punish the people as long as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is amongst them. And Allah will not punish them as long as they are making istighfar. Ulama say that Allah has made two amans, two protections in the world. One is the life of Nabi alayhi salam, but Nabi alayhi salam has been now, he's no more amongst us. So this is the second protection Allah has got, is istighfar. As long as people are making istighfar, Allah Ta'ala's punishment will not come upon the people. So therefore it's so important. That's the words, the kuffar. They used to go around Kaaba Sharif naked. And they used to say, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. So Allah said, I won't punish you people, kafirs, as long as they're making istighfar. So the Mullah Liqari writes, then why won't istighfar benefit the people of taqwa and the people of iman? When it can benefit the kuffar even in this worldly life, your punishment won't come down. So therefore every one of us daily, we must take out some time to make istighfar, ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, and actually from the bottom of our hearts. Not just words, even the words are very powerful. But if we try to, every one of us has got weaknesses, so we make istighfar with that thought, Allah, I'm full of weaknesses, Ya Allah, forgive me, Ya Allah, forgive me. And that's why, so certain time, at least 100 times a day, we must make istighfar. Allah Ta'ala grant myself and all of us.